Welcome to the Small Batch edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour, NPR's roundtable podcast on what we're watching, reading, and hearing. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the editor of NPR's pop culture blog, Monkey See, and I'm here with Stephen Thompson, a writer and editor with NPR Music. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Linda.
Director Richard Linklater established his reputation as a chronicler of ordinary lives in 1991 when he released the micro-budgeted Slacker. Since then, he's directed more conventionally structured films like School of Rock and Bernie, as well as the Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, Before Midnight trilogy that followed the same couple for almost 20 years. But he may be getting his best reviews ever for Boyhood, the newly released project he filmed over a 12-year period with the same actors, which follows a boy growing up from age 5 to age 18. Stephen, let me start with this. This movie has gotten a lot of really, really positive reviews. Are you on board with the positive reviews?
Yeah, I'm 100% on board with the positive reviews. I thought it was a beautiful film, and I think it's the type of film that is especially likely to get rapturous reviews, yeah, in part because it shakes out of some very traditional ways that movies are bundled together. It unfolds as a series of moments in the life of this boy. You know, it has a fairly inventive gimmick where it's actually shot over the course of 12 years,
right,
and you see the same child age into an adult, and that's right, a very, in and of itself, is a fascinating thing to watch. But the way that it chooses not to highlight the moments that you think it's going to highlight,
right,
is very novel and is very refreshing.
Right.
And when you're watching it and you think, I'm going to see this kid hit these various milestones. Here's where he loses his virginity. Here's where this big moment, this graduation,
right,
this. Instead, you're getting a lot of these in-between moments in ways that are more telling and more informative about this character.
Right. One of the things I think is really interesting is that there are a couple of kind of big moments, particularly changes in the family, where rather than seeing the thing happen, the signal that they give you is his face at the moment when he first realizes that something is afoot.
Right.
The next scene you go to, it's already happened. So it's that whole more the mortar than the bricks kind,
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah. You said that in your review, and I thought that you said that about Linklater in general,
yeah,
that he's more of a mortar filmmaker than a brick filmmaker.
Yeah. And I think he was like that when he made the Before trilogy.
You know, we talk a lot in a movie like Guardians of the Galaxy, we talk, mm-hmm, a lot about world building.
Right.
And I think that Richard Linklater does a lot of world building, but does it through small moments with people.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And does it very, very well. And in Bernie, he does it all the way through. It's the interviews with the townsfolk. And yes, they're talking, right, about Bernie. They're talking about the story. But they're also talking about the way different parts of Texas relate to each other.
Right.
In this, you have a lot of the same things. You have lots of these small scenes. They're just scenes where they're talking to their dad. There are scenes where he's kind of painting the outline of who this kid is,
mm-hmm,
by doing that. It is in a way, it is a masterful piece of world building.
Yeah, no, it is. I think that's a great point. And I think there's more attention to some of the details of the filmmaking here than a focus on just the fact that they made it in 12 years and all,
right,
that would suggest. Because, for example, the music in this movie is very carefully chosen so that it is in time with where they are in the story.
Right.
And it's not old enough to be nostalgic exactly. I mean, it opens with Coldplay's Yellow. And when you hear that, it's like, you know, it's not now, but it doesn't have that tumbling into so long ago that you feel like it's a period piece. But,
right,
yet you get this feeling of distance. And in fact, when I watched the movie, you know, you're watching the whole movie kind of feeling it get closer and closer to you.
Yeah.
It's like watching a sort of an approaching car, and you feel it getting closer and closer. And the moment that I knew that it was getting really close was when I heard Gautier in a scene in a bar, and I thought, oh, we're getting really
close.
Oh,
that's like 2012.
And I thought, this story is getting close. This story is about to begin to wind down because you hear Gautier. And again, it's not, filmmakers are really good at using it for kind of nostalgic punch,
mm-hmm,
but this is really thoughtful and subtle, and you still get the distance, but not that.
And interestingly, it does have the effect of, in the very beginning, it does feel slightly like a period piece. And I remember thinking very early on, man, this is the first mid-aughts nostalgia.
Yeah.
You know, this is the first time the mid-aughts are used for nostalgia.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking at one point, this happens after I moved to Washington, D.C. Yeah. This is so recent.
Well, and I kept thinking, boy, this is before Ethan Hawke filmed Before Sunset, the mm-hmm. second one. He started this right a little after he did Training Day. It's so long ago in kind of the careers of these actors. It really is fascinating to look at it, because I read an interview with Linklater where they said, did the Before trilogy sort of give you guidance on this idea? And he said, well, it was kind of the other way around. Remember, mm-hmm. there was no trilogy until we made the second movie, and we worked on the second movie after this was already underway. So it was more that I thought because of this. And it's so mind-blowing to think about it that way. I think the other thing, in addition to the music that does such a good job of sort of anchoring it in time, is all the technology.
Right.
And I have to think he's smart enough to have known to pay attention to what the computers look like and what the phones look
sure.
like and all that.
Because he's working on an iMac.
He's working on that iMac, which has such a memorable kind of iconic shape to yep. it that was here.
That blobby pyramid-y shape.
That was here and now is gone. It was yeah. so cool and now it's gone.
Yeah. And a lot of people have talked about Eller Coltrane and how terrific he yeah. is in this movie, but there are just nice performances all around.
Ethan Hawke, Patricia Arquette,
Lorelei Linklater, uh-huh. Richard Linklater's daughter uh-huh. is his sister
yeah.
in this film, and you get some of her milestones and some of her aging process, and she's really good too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a wonderfully acted, wonderfully directed film. I mean, obviously, people are loving this movie. I very highly recommend going into it as cold as possible.
I agree completely. Well, Richard Linklater's Boyhood, starring Ethan Hawke, Patricia Arquette, and Eller Coltrane, was playing in about 300 theaters as of this weekend, so you may be able to find it not far from you. If not, I think we'd probably both recommend looking for it when you can get it at home.
Absolutely.
So you can follow Stephen on Twitter at IDislikeStephen, STEPHEN, or follow me at NPRMonkeyC. Full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday from iTunes or your preferred podcast provider or at npr.org. Hey, thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Linda.